Hi, welcome to Shrimpanzee 6. Today I want to cover a game on the NES. I guess it's old school. This was back in 1988 from the Bandai Company. And I don't know if you guys are aware of it or if you guys are younger, you guys haven't even heard of it. It's called Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and to me, in my opinion, like one of the most toughest games that Nintendo has ever made. And I guess the story is kind of lame, and I didn't really like it. It's the story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and pretty much you're Dr. Jekyll, and you're trying to, you're trying to reach your wedding. You're trying to get to your wedding, and I mean, it's kind of lame, but yeah, you're trying to get to your wedding, and there's people that are trying to stop you. There's bombers, there's just random people walking, and I think throughout the course of the game you get kind of like an energy bar and you turn into like Mr. Hyde, and you know, you fight monsters during the night. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like a Simon's Quest, Dracula's Curse, where it turns to night, but this time you turn into a monster. So yeah, Dr. Jekyll, you're trying to reach the wedding, and it's kind of weird because random civilians, like citizens, hurt Dr. Jekyll. It's kind of weird. You touch them and then it bounces you back like several feet back, and it was just ridiculous. And I wanted to cover this game because it was one of the toughest of the NES that I've ever played. I've never encountered a game as hard as this one, and maybe you guys have a different point of view on it. Maybe you guys have a different opinion on what's the toughest NES game that you guys ever played. So go ahead and shoot me a comment, shoot me an opinion, a question, anything like that. I'm gonna start making podcasts like this. I know this one's not a long one, and I'm just trying this out, you know, getting my feet wet to see what, you know, will be good or not, because I did start off doing computer repair course podcasts, but it's kind of not my cup of tea. I do love computer repair, but I do love video games, especially old school. So, in my opinion, this one, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, one of the toughest NES games. This came, again, this was made back in 1988 by the Bandai Company. Bandai, I don't remember if they made a lot of cool games, but yeah, this is one of the hardest, and I didn't really like it. I remember buying it, playing it. Took forever. I think I did pass it. I'm not sure. It's been a while back. It was just horrible. I think seeing the ending to it, you know, he reaches his wedding and, you know, that's it. So that's a type of game that you really shoot for. You're not like, oh, wow, I achieved this level, or, oh, I beat this game. What an awesome ending. No, I mean, the ending is pretty much, yeah, he just reached his wedding. So one of the worst games ever, I feel, from NES. Once again, it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Thank you guys for tuning in to a quick podcast. And please, again, leave a comment, leave any questions. I will get to you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I will see you with more old school NES games, because I'm an old school guy. Or I'll try to, you know, review any type of games that I play, maybe mobile, maybe PlayStation, anything like that. But thank you guys again, and please tune into the next podcast, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.